From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parsha Yitro, True Love. If we look at the Parsha, it describes an incredible event that's about to happen, the giving of the Ten Commandments. God says, look, you're to be an Am Segula, you're my treasured people, beloved people, clinging to me. It says we are Mamlechet Kohanim, a priestly kingdom. What poetic gestures. The notion that we will be the beloved people, treasured people. God will just treasure us like that's the most valuable thing in the world. He loves us. He chose us, gave us a choice. The question is, that's what it says in chapter 19 before the Ten Commandments were given. Do the Ten Commandments live up to that, the expectations of the introduction? Are the Ten Commandments a good reflection of God's love for the Jewish people, for Israel, or not? You might say, they're not. What did he say in the Ten Commandments? That he is God, that he took us out of Egypt, that we shouldn't have any other gods, that we should take a day off, we should honor our parents, we should be decent human beings. Why is that the expression of this chosenness and this love that God has for us? Also, why is it that before this story of the standing at Sinai and getting the Torah, we're told of the story of Jethro? Well, what does that got to do with it? So I'd like to suggest, if we look at the story of Jethro, it's really a story of love. Amazing story of love. There was no relationship, and the Torah is described as deep a relationship, as the relationship of Yitro and Moshe. Moshe agreed to stay with that man and marry his daughter. Moshe runs to greet. He goes out to greet Jethro. Jethro announces he's coming, and Moshe goes out to greet him. Who else in our parsha goes out to greet? The Jewish people come out to greet God. They get together. He hugs him and he kisses him. Who else is in a loving relationship? God and the Jewish people. Like Rashi says, it's a chatan and kvat kalah. It's like a bride and a groom, the Jews and God. And what do? They hug, they kiss, they bow down. Moshe bows down to them. He gathers an honored meal with the elders and with Aaron, and they eat in front of God. He tells them about the miracles, and Yitro is so happy for Moshe and all the things that have happened to him. It's a beautiful, loving relationship. And what does Yitro do to reflect this loving relationship? He says, you know, I have some ideas for you. Have ideas for him. He's the leader of the Jewish people. He's speaking to God. You need to give him advice. Yes, he's his father-in-law, and father-in-laws give advice. What does he say? And he tells him about bureaucratic improvements, that he doesn't need to do all the work himself. There should be a bureaucracy. There should be a hierarchy. There should be officers of tens and fifties and hundreds and thousands. And then the tough cases could come to Moshe. So how does the Torah reflect? How does Yitro reflect the love that he has for his son-in-law, for Moshe? Reflects it by giving advice. So too, when we turn to that which is introduced by the story of Yitro, the actual story of the Ten Commandments and the love of God for the Jewish people, he says, I treasure you. But how does he treasure us? You know, a lot of times people say, I love you. And, you know, Emmanuel Levina said, you know, very often words fall short. Can't fully express what you mean. There's a lot of, as Tzadok HaKohen says, there's a lot of white space between every word of the Torah. There's a lot of misinterpretations. Everyone is unique and we all interpret in our own ways. Something is lost in translation. God telling us that he loves us, that doesn't cut it. What does it mean? Give me advice. Give me some concrete way in which I know that you love me. Well, let's look at parents. Parents love their children. So what do they say to them? Sometimes they'll say, oh, I love you so much. You mean so much to me. Without you, my life is empty. I love you so much. And those words often fall short. But more often, what parents do is they say, you know, kid, why don't you straighten out your tie? You got a little gap over there. Why don't you take a haircut? You haven't taken a haircut in 3 weeks. You know, you should straighten out your glasses. They're falling off your nose. You know, why don't you go out with this girl? Why don't you go out with that one? Well, how come you're not married yet? Why don't you get a job? Why are you settling for that job? Why don't you do for the other job? Why do parents talk like that? Because parents want to give advice, because parents love their children. Advice is a reflection of love. Why does God give us the Torah? And how is that in a reflection of love? Because by telling us, you know what? Be decent human beings. Have a relationship with me, with God. Be good to your parents. They're partners with me. Take a day off to spend with me. God says, this is advice. And advice is a reflection of love. And therefore, do the Ten Commandments live up their expectations laid out in the introduction that God, we are the treasured people, beloved people of God? Yes, it certainly does. Because the best reflection of love is an Eitz HaTovah, is a good advice. As it says at the beginning of Mishlei, right? The wisdom comes and tries to give advice and wisdom, share it with the children, share it with the next generation. That's what God does. He shares his wisdom. We should think of the mitzvot as an opportunity to do the right thing, to get it right. We don't have to guess what's the moral and right thing to do. Sure, we have to figure it out within the Torah parameters. There's work for our brains to do. That's why we learn Torah all the time. That's why we ask questions. But so much is laid out as to what our principles are, what our values are. We know what our principles are, what our values are. Then indeed, we have been given a gift. We know that God loves us because he gave us that beautiful advice. We say when we open the Torah, and as we open the day every day, God shows us, which means he loved us and he gave us the Torah. God loves us a great love and he gave us the Torah. What does that mean? He gave us advice. So next time grandma says to you, you know, why don't you put on a jacket? It's a little cold outside. You know what you should say to her? You know what, grandma? I love you too. And even better than that, maybe we should just put that jacket on. We should just listen to the advice. And that's the greatest reflection of receiving the love. And that's what Moshe did. Moshe modeling what the Jews should do in our loving relationship. When Moshe got the advice from his father, everything I shared with there, he did exactly what Jethro said. That's what he did. He made the bureaucracy. He made the hierarchy like his father. So that's what the Jews should do to reflect that love. And that's what we did. We said, nah, seven Ishma, we will do it. And eventually the Jews will do it, would do it, did do it, gonna do it. And that is how we react to the advice, to the love of our parents, our Father in heaven. If we do that, hopefully we'll appreciate that love. We'll live our lives in a sense that we live in the reflection of the love of God, not by some beautiful words of I love you, rather through good advice. And the Torah is, if anything else, it's really that one big piece of beautiful advice for which we're forever grateful. Thank you for joining me here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for a discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha on the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.